Well, Danny, 2016 has proved to be a brilliant year so far for Milford, league champions in Division 2, promotion to Division 1 for the first time ever, and now in an intermediate final. Any stage at this year have you pinched yourself?
Sometimes you kind of think like that, all right, Tom. It's been, look, there's no doubt about it, it's been an unbelievable year for the club to step into Division 2 for the first time in, I think the first time in their history, near enough, and to take it on like we did, win it, and now we're facing an intermediate final. It's yeah, but look, once I was in there for a couple of weeks, I looked at the talent base that was there and the attitude the lads brought to training, and you could sense very quickly that this was a decent bunch of lads who were very, very willing to work hard and put in a huge effort, and what they're getting at the minute in terms of their football is reward for a huge amount of work this year and previous years, and like all I've done is gone there and build on that and bring my own kind of ideas to it, and it's worked out so far for us, so hopefully we'll get one more performance out of them on Sunday and claim this championship.
Yeah, because it you know, there was always a feeling that there was potential there and there was the talent there, but there was the mix between soccer and Gaelic, and you know, maybe sometimes Gaelic lost out, but obviously you've changed all that.
Well, look, it took a couple of approaches. I mean, I contacted all the players previously, before taking the job, and asked how, where they were at with their commitment and soccer and everything else. And to be honest, Tom, the panel of 24, 25, the soccer thing only affects about five or six of them. Now, they're key players in both soccer and Gaelic, but it's not as widespread an issue as people think it is, you know. But yeah, look, once the lads are willing to commit, and then we have a good working relationship with Milford United, who we obviously share the facilities with as well, so we're trying to make sure that we keep the players well rested and use them when we need them, and it's worked out so far. So,
yeah, and obviously as we mentioned, you won the league, you won promotion, but we'll concentrate on the championship. Talk to me about the campaign.
Yeah, it's been a tough campaign, Tom. As everybody knows, the first round of it was played, I think, back in May, so it was kind of a wee bit disjointed in that regard. But we played Carndonagh the first night at home, so it was very important to win that first game, because you know you're one win away from quarter final. So we then faced into two away games against Fanna Gaels, which is obviously a local derby for Milford, and then played St Noel's, who are a team also operating in Division 2, same as ourselves. So both away from home, and we won both. So that was obviously gave us a lot of confidence in terms of get back into our league campaign and finishing out the league. We then faced into Naas Breage in the quarter final. Tough game. They really put it up to us. We got over the line in that, and then I suppose the biggest test of all probably came last weekend with, in the form of Iruaa Ballyshannon flying high the top of Division 3, had put Milford out last year in the quarter final stages. But we were ready for that game and we focused hard on it, and we got a good enough performance to get over the line, and that leaves us in the final this weekend.
Because there was a big distraction last week as well, well documented. You had a wedding, you had what, PJ Hagan and Paddy Peoples, two of your key players, including your captain, away.
Yeah, it was well documented. We knew within the group since February that might be an issue for us, and it was a problem that we said if we made a semi-final, it meant we were in a good place, so we'll deal with the problem when it came up. But look, we have a very strong squad of players. The four lads that didn't get starting last weekend, for example, Sean Black and lads like that who would normally play, would have been playing for us, Conor McNulty back from injury, Kane Barrett playing his first outing of the season, and Brandon Toy, they would have been regulars on the senior team all year. So we have a good enough squad, and we have three or four lads who are also in the senior squad backing up the reserve team, are playing in the championship semi-final this weekend. So the strength of the squad has been very, very important for Milford, and that's probably why we are where we're at. You know,
as we mentioned, there was a wedding in Malta. Obviously, yeah. Paddy Peoples and PJ were at it. A couple more were supposed to go. Does that disrupt your preparations this week a bit?
It's not ideal, Tom. There's no doubt about it. We have four lads in Malta as we speak, two home on Thursday. But they're four very sensible lads, and with your team captain amongst them, I know that Paddy has them well grounded, and they're out there and they'll do whatever, maybe a rest or recuperation might be the best thing for them, because they're probably the older group, the older lads within the group. But they'll be back with us on Friday evening, and I'm sure it won't be any distraction for anybody at that stage.
But your opponents, first time championship final coming from a league below you?
Yeah, look, I suppose it's a very novel pairing in one sense. Milford's only second ever final, Burt's first. Look, when you reach a final for your first time, it's going to be a massive incentive for them. They're going to come with a lot of support, they'll probably feel, based on league positions, that they'll go into it as underdogs. So we'll have to deal with all that. But again, it's a cliche, but we'll have to focus on ourselves first. And if we feel we get ourselves right, then we're definitely going to be competitive. And once you're competitive, then you have a big chance.